Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli has finally answered a question people have been asking for the past couple of months. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here to tell us more about that.
David Hill, a reporter with the Washington Times, reported on Ken Cuccinelli's take on a political tradition.
And David, here's part of what the Attorney General told WAMU Radio about it.
People should know that the tradition, use the term loosely, in Virginia of attorneys general often, though not always resigning in recent years to run for governor, is unique to Virginia.
Well, it's a tradition that will not continue this year. The attorney general will stay in office while he runs for governor.
The last six attorney generals that ran for governor stepped down to campaign full-time. Cuccinelli has said he doesn't see any reason to follow that tradition. Virginia is one of the few states where the attorney generals do step down. He's talked to other attorney generals in other states who assure him that they've had no problem doing that. He says that he promised to serve out his term, and he's going to keep his word.
Of course, we don't know whether this was a factor in the decision, but being attorney general, David, could be useful in some ways for a person running for governor.
In the article, David Hill writes that there could be some strategic reasons to remain in office. Of course, when you're in office, you have certain perks and you have the bully pulpit of the office.
And if one were inclined to make it, there is a possible ethical argument against what many previous attorneys general have done.
One of the unstated things in the article is that the basic ethical quandary that the Virginia tradition presents. The attorney generals resign, but then goes to work for a Richmond law firm that represents clients before the General Assembly. So the choice seems to be, do you want an attorney general who is getting paid full-time by taxpayers for part-time work, or do you want a potential future governor getting paid by a lobbying firm to campaign nearly full-time?
David, the next story is about this newfangled internet stuff and Virginia lawmakers' decision to almost join in on it. What's happened?
Kathy Adams from the Virginian Pilot wrote about Delegate Johnny Joanno. He is over 70 years old, and he's never gone to this online world that most people now take for granted.
It's been a point of pride, almost, for the delegate that all these years he has not activated his state-provided email account.
But this month, after an inquiry from a reporter who must have been much more persuasive than any reporter who's covered Delegate Joanno for many years, Delegate Joanno has kind of conceded to the future. And now on his official state webpage, he has his email address listed. However, if anybody plans to email Delegate Joanno, you might not expect an electronic reply from the delegate from Portsmouth. He told the reporter, quote, "I don't use email."
But we can imagine, I think, that someone on his staff does and will probably pass messages along to him. So not a ringing endorsement of the Internet by Delegate Joanno, but at least a small token of semi-acceptance, I guess. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Fred Eccles.